This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. KUNM News recently aired a story about a plume of toxic chemicals that has been moving through the groundwater at the Wells Park and Sawmill neighborhoods of Albuquerque for at least two decades. The chemicals seeped into the ground from a dry cleaning chemical distribution business called Lawn Dry Supply Company, and they still haven't been cleaned up. Public Health New Mexico reporter Ed Williams broke that story, and he's here in the studio now. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Chris.
So how does something like this compare to, say, the Kirtland Air Force Base jet fuel spill? Is there any similarities?
Well, in terms of the distance of the plume, this thing might be bigger than the jet fuel spill. We don't know for sure because the New Mexico Environment Department hasn't figured out exactly how far east it goes, but we know that it stretches from 12th Street and Aspen at least to Sunset Memorial Cemetery, which is about a mile and a half away. But it's also much closer to the surface. The contamination is about 35 feet deep, and the chemicals involved in this case really are kind of especially dangerous.
Well, what are the chemicals?
They're called PCE and TCE, which are known carcinogens. They cause really nasty birth defects and other health problems. PCE is commonly used in dry cleaning. The EPA is trying to phase that out, but to get technical, it breaks down into TCE underground, and that's why the lawn dry plume is primarily made up of TCE. But, you know, it's no joke. This is the stuff that caused a rash of cancer at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. There was a case in San Antonio where a construction crew was knocked unconscious because they were digging into a pool of, of TCE that had leaked from an Air Force base there. And the levels in this plume here in Albuquerque really are pretty high.
Well, how high are we talking?
One monitoring well picked up a reading of 8,500 times higher than the legal groundwater limit for PCE. But, you know, most readings are a lot lower than that, but they're still much, much higher than state standards.
So wait, is this is a problem for drinking water? I mean, there's got to be health risks, right?
No, there aren't any drinking water wells in the vicinity, so that's really probably not something to worry about. But what happens with these chemicals is that they vaporize, you know, they evaporate underground and turn into gas, where they can then come up to the surface. And, you know, if that gas makes its way into buildings or homes, it can be a real problem for people.
What should the government be doing about this?
Well, first, they're supposed to work with the people responsible for the pollution to figure out exactly what the plume looks like, what the best way to get rid of the contamination is. In this case, that process has taken 10 years, but the Environment Department says they hope to move more quickly towards a comprehensive cleanup very soon. And also at these levels, there should be some air testing and human health risk assessments going on to see if anyone's in danger of breathing the TCE. But the way the rules are written, that really can't happen until the state moves to the next phase of the cleanup process. But just to be clear, you know, there might not be any danger at all to people here. We just don't know for sure until more studies happen.
But why is it taking 10 years for the state to start looking at the health impacts?
Well, the Groundwater Bureau is certainly frustrated at the pace of this thing. They say they want it to move faster. But they've had some serious financial constraints, and also there have been some interesting legal maneuvering going on behind the scenes. And we'll get into all that in our next report on this story. But also, this issue of vapor intrusion, you know, the gases coming up from groundwater contamination, it's really a pretty new area of study. We're just now, you know, recently starting to learn how dangerous it can be. The EPA, the New Mexico Environment Department, just released their guidelines on handling this kind of situation in the past year. So I think this case shows just how hard it can be for the government to get the gears turning on a new environmental health policy.
That's KUNM's Ed Williams. Hey, Ed, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.